One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is packed, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arresting me. Testing competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. Talk till you're back on the wolf pack. Talk till you're back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
Left for long gone.
Check this out. A house is not a home, I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Quick Nation podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. Tonight I'm joined by my brother, D. Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And it's just the two of us tonight representing the Click. But you can also check us out on our website, theclicknation.com. Follow us on Twitter. The group account is at theclicknation. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/theclicknation. Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Also subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/theclicknation. And also look for us on Google Plus. Search for the page we have, The Click Nation, and we also have a community group called The Click Nation Community. So tonight's episode, we're gonna recap this the WrestleMania 29 from the WWE. It took place on this past Sunday, and we're recording tonight on Tuesday, April 9th. This was one of the few instances where I didn't watch WrestleMania with the Click because I didn't like the card. And I didn't feel like driving an hour and a half to watch it with everyone, so I just watched it online in the comfort of my own home. But Adam Black.
Yes, sir.
Who all watched it with you?
The usual suspects. We have Mr. Banff, Agent Smith was there. Rico came by, he hooked us up and he cooked all the food, did good job on the wings, did great job on the fish.
Oh man, that's the only part I did miss was the food.
it turned out great, man. So it was good, you know, good watching it and tripping out. Everyone pretty much had a decent time, man. It was good.
Cool. So what was everyone's overall impression with the show once it was over with? Well, actually, going into it, what was the initial impression?
Speaking for myself, I didn't think the card was, you know, you kind of knew which matches were good, were going to be good going in. I had a feeling the Fandango Jericho match was going to be probably, it had the potential to be the show stealer, and the Undertaker match against CM Punk. I knew that was going to be probably the match of the night, and I believe it was. It didn't fail to meet expectations, but everyone pretty much was going in, you know, thinking it was going to be about average at best. And I think we pretty much got an average show.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus after looking at a few websites online and just getting opinions from at least I know a lot of my Twitter followers, not a lot, but a few of my Twitter followers actually were in attendance, so that was kind of cool. It's always better when you're there live.
Yeah.
As we were in attendance for, as people have said, one of the worst WrestleManias 27.
Yeah. And I need to do a rundown. I mean, you know, what in your mind, what, real quick, what was the last good WrestleMania?
What was the one before that? Was that the Batista John Cena?
That was Arizona. That was 26.
But then I wouldn't even say that one was good.
Not really. I mean, that had the potential. Like, if you look at the card, 26 had,
yeah, on paper, lot of potential. Yeah, on paper it should have been good. Because they also had, like, the Rey Mysterio CM Punk match, right?
Right. But it was a quick match. It really wasn't that long. Right. I think it was, like, 8 minutes.
I don't know what would be my last WrestleMania. Would it be the, see, I don't remember the numbers, I just remember by the main events.
Yeah.
Would it be the Batista Triple H? Because that also had,
you're going back. That, that is the one, that is the last one I say was one.
Because that had Randy Orton and Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle,
right?
Yeah,
I would say that, and then before that, I would say the one that was the nearest one to that was 17.
Oh yeah, 17 have always gone down as the probably my favorite one, because that was the one that was Rock, Stone Cold, right?
Right. Yeah. The second time.
Yeah, the second time with the heel turn.
Yeah,
that no one called for.
And really ruined everything.
Yeah, that would be my favorite of all time WrestleMania, in my opinion. But yeah, but after that, yeah, the whatever number the Batista,
that was 21.
Triple H, 21.
Yeah, 21. So that, and how many WrestleMania? So that was 8 WrestleManias ago.
And a lot of people are like, "See you in New Orleans next year." I'm like, yeah, I guess it would be fun to, you know, travel and see friends, you know, meet up with your friends and everyone go see WrestleMania, but I ain't flying down there for that.
Well, I mean, it's within driving distance for us.
I ain't driving down there for that.
It's okay. You ain't got time for that?
They're going to have to improve these cards to get me to go. The only reason we went to Atlanta is because the one in Atlanta is because it's here in the state.
And it's WrestleMania.
And it's WrestleMania. Got to at least attend one.
And that's the thing. I mean, WrestleMania is now getting by on the whole fact that it's WrestleMania.
Let's bring everyone back.
Yeah.
So let's start going down this card. We can start, I guess, from the pre-show.
Did you catch it? Because we didn't.
No.
Okay, the pre-show, I didn't see it. I know the one match that took place on it was The Miz versus Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental Championship. They showed highlights during WrestleMania, and we found out that The Miz won via Ric Flair's figure four.
Only to lose it on the following Monday.
Which was kind of sad.
Which made no sense.
I listened to part of the WrestleCast that Cold Slither hosted yesterday, Tim, and I think Brandon Murphy said there was something that they wanted The Miz to have an undefeated streak at WrestleMania.
Ah.
which I'm like, I could have sworn he lost at one of them, but okay. And I'm like, no one saw the match unless you were there.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that didn't generate, you know, break down into a clusterfuck battle royal for some reason. But yeah, Miz won the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania during the pre-show match.
Good for him.
Yeah. But pretty much after that, you know, WrestleMania kicked off at 7 p.m., four-hour show. Showcase of the Mortals, yada, yada, yada. And
did they do any cool... See, I showed up. Well, I started tuning in time for the second match, which was, I don't even remember what it was.
Well, we'll start with the first match.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask, did they do any cool, how was the opening montage?
Montage! Oh, well, a lot, the montage was the governor of New Jersey basically talking about the destruction from the hurricane.
Oh.
And how, you know, how everyone, how the states bounce back, and you know, this is, you know basically we're tough people, blah blah blah. Yeah, not to gloss over it, but you know, basically showing the resiliency of the people of New York, New Jersey, and you know, basically welcome everyone to WrestleMania.
Okay. It was that Chris Christie guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, that was cool. That was very cool. And of course, coming home, you know, sounding that out as they introduced the show. JBL, Michael Cole, and the King were your color commentators. Opening match was Randy Orton, Sheamus, and The Big Show versus The Shield.
How was that match?
It was okay. I was in and out, you know, doing the hosting thing at the house, making sure everyone was okay. The match was not bad. Basically, what the Shield won, and I was surprised the Shield still did their coming through the crowd entrance, you know, as far away as they had to start. So, you know, they came out through the crowd and everything. And
coming
it
from
was
the
actually,
Bronx.
The Shield. But you know, the Shield, I mean, I think we're watching three up and comers. I mean, these guys are gonna be around for a while. But the breakdown happened when Sheamus didn't refuse it. Basically, Randy Orton had the option to, let's see, I'm trying to go back and make sure. Basically, they didn't tag the Big Show into the match, because they were still playing up the angle that they couldn't trust him, and then it wound up getting to a point where basically Randy Orton wound up losing the match. Thanks to a spear from Roman Reigns, and he got and Shield won the match. Afterwards, you know, Big Show got in Orton's face like, "Hey, you know, you could have tagged me, but you didn't." And back, and you know, he was like, "All right, all right, all right." And then, pow! He punched Sheamus and he punched Randy Orton, and that was it.
Okay, I heard people actually liked the match.
It was pretty, it was decent, man. From what the parts I saw, everything made sense. There was a spot where Big Show ripped open Ambrose's vest and then did the shh and then did the chops to the chest. It was actually, that was a pretty cool spot.
Okay.
But yeah, these guys, the Shield, I mean, I'm happy, you know. It's one of those things though, it's like at this point you kinda want them to lose a match, to face some adversity somewhere, but overall it was a decent match.
All right.
What
was next up?
The next match was, I was surprised it was this low on the card, but it was Mark Henry versus Ryback.
Oh yeah, the Monsters match.
Yes. Yes, the big man match of the night.
Big.
And yeah, my boy Rico, I was talking to him, and he was out there frying some fish, and I was like, "Let me guess, I'm pretty sure you like Ryback." Yeah, he was like, "Yeah, yeah, man," because he's like, he likes every big man and John Cena, pretty much. So
yeah, I forgot he liked John Cena.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was surprised this match was kind of low. I would have expected it later on, especially if I'm thinking that Ryback's supposed to be a big star. But for the most part, it would start out like a typical big man match, a lot of power moves and pushing and shoving and showing off their strength for the most part.
And the winner of the match was Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm. Whoops, sorry, that's this game. Hold on, let me put the phone on mute. Mark Henry basically wound up, Ryback tried to get Henry up for the shell shock, but Henry dropped his whole weight down on top of him and got the 1-2-3, but after the match, Henry tried to come back to do a World's Strongest Slam, but Ryback managed to counter with a spine buster, and then he eventually did shell shock on Mark Henry for his like WrestleMania moment, I guess.
This is what I do.
Oh yeah, that was cool. When Mark Henry did something. He was like, "This is what I do," to the crowd, and they were like, "Boo!"
That's his thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Like I said, that was, it's a big man match. I'm happy Henry won, but now you're at a point. It's like, when does Ryback get a victory? Because since he's been like a major star on the roster, he hasn't won a pay per view match yet.
Yeah, and Ryback got some of his heat back afterwards with the beatdown.
Yeah, which still makes no sense. Like I've never understood that. I guess to send the crowd home happy, but it's like you lose the match, but then you get beat down. So, did the victory even help?
Yeah, and of course stuff that happened on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But we may talk about that later.
Yeah. All right.
Next up,
the WWE Tag Team Championship match featuring the champions, Team Hell.
Yes. Yeah.
Team Hell No. And versus taking on Dolph Ziggler, and Big E Langston.
Big E Langston's in-ring debut.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So he never wrestled one match on Raw or anything?
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Save it for WrestleMania.
Hey, if you're going to make a debut, do it at WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
I actually missed the majority of this match. Also, you can also note that this was Daniel Bryan's first time wrestling at WrestleMania that lasted longer than 18 seconds and was not a pre-show dark match.
Aw.
So, third up on the card, not bad, I think.
Yeah, and he got to retain.
Yes.
Pretty entertaining match overall.
Mm-hmm. Ziggler out there selling as usual.
They retained.
Yep. So
they did a nice tease at the beginning where he gave a super kick to Dolph Ziggler, and then they were like, is it going to be a repeat of, the quick 1-2-3, like when he lost to Sheamus in Miami? But yeah, nope. They just teased us with it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, like you say, it was a pretty entertaining match. I still got it on my DVR, so I'm going to, probably this weekend sometime, I'm going to try and rewatch WrestleMania and, sit down and enjoy it.
Take in the suckery.
Yeah. try to rewatch it and see if I missed anything, Tim.
What's next?
Next match was the in-ring debut of Fandango as he took on Y2J Chris Jericho.
How was your impressions of his in-ring debut?
Yeah, they've teased him debuting for the last few weeks, but he never actually did anything besides beat up Jericho after matches and doing a leg drop. I'm still not quite sold on Fandango, but Jericho can get a good match out of pretty much anyone. So,
yeah.
What did you think?
He didn't mess up. No way Jericho should be in a WrestleMania match with him, but especially when Antonio Cesaro wasn't on the card. But they did what needed to be done, and I mean, wrong guy went over, but what are you gonna do?
I think it was the right thing, honestly. Basically, you know, it gets a lot of heat on Fandango. Yeah. And I listened to an interview Jericho did on Busted Open, and he said, you know, he was kind of disappointed at the position on the card, but you know, basically Vince said, look, I need you to do this, and you are going to do this because, you know, I know you can do right by this guy,
and you keep coming back. So
yeah.
So deal, basically.
Yeah. But basically Fandango won when Jericho tried to go for the walls, but his knee gave out on him, and Fandango managed to get the roll Jericho into a small package, pretty much beating him clean as a sheet.
Yep. So
he grabbed the tights, but you really couldn't tell. They grabbed the tights all that well, so. But yeah, it was pretty decent. You know, it didn't steal the show. I thought it was a good match.
Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah. All right, for the World Heavyweight Championship, Jack Swagger, we the people, took on Alberto Del Rio. Before this match, they did some type of video package where with a voiceover from Alberto Del Rio talking about, I'm American and this is, you know,
and you're nuts.
Well, not that, but you know, he was just something to try and get the crowd to cheer for him, I think. Cause he's hasn't been able to quite get over as a babyface.
What else we got?
I was going to ask. This was funny, just the reaction, like my, because what's his face before Del Rio got out there? Zeb Coulter was out on the mic, you know, spouting his stuff and you know, doing that stuff like these illegals come over and blah blah blah, And my wife was looking at this, and she was like, ain't this kind of racist? I'm like, yes, it is. And they do this on purpose? I'm like, yes, they do. And you know, we started discussing, I'm like, yeah, you know, and me and Banff have always said that, you know, racist angles and stuff like that are angles we don't really like seeing in wrestling.
But that's and what we—they're the ones we end up seeing in wrestling.
Yeah,
racism.
Just like when Big Show became a heel this past time, and all of a sudden he was like racist, you know, to Alberto Del Rio, saying like, you know, y'all could go get tacos and stuff like that. It's like, oh, it's like, so you become a heel and you become racist. But you know,
flip the switch.
And of course, Zeb Coulter out there wearing a suit, but keeping that fisherman vest on. Which we believe he pretty much got from Dick's Sporting Goods. And But yeah, after all the build up, the poor build up they've done for this, we finally get this match, and Alberto Del Rio managed to retain, which I was not surprised at.
And just, it's always, just know that you can get pulled over for a DUI and still keep your WrestleMania title match.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one of those things, if they believe in it, you know, they'll, if they believe in it, and I'm pretty sure Vince was probably, like, all game for this match.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. Now, let Zack Ryder get pulled over, and, you know, that's a whole different story, I believe. But, yeah, like I said, that match was, it is what it is. I mean, they did a good job, but you got two good workers in there, but, you know, for the most part, nah, no one cared. All right, next match. The match that a lot of people cared about, CM Punk versus The Undertaker.
Currently the only match that delivered.
Pretty much. I mean, you got Punk in there. Undertaker, you know, a lot of people are, you know, upset that he came back. He only wrestles like one time a year and everything. And now he, you know, he comes back for WrestleMania only. But, you know, every time he's come back, he's had a good match. Even though I think people over exaggerate how great that the two Triple H matches the past 2 years have been. But, you know, the matches have been good. So I knew these guys were going to go out there and tear it up. The only thing I was disappointed about was the build. Because I feel that I was just curious, what would the match have been like had Paul Bearer lived? You know, it seemed like once he died, all of a sudden, now we have a reason for this. Now we have a reason for the feud.
Yeah. Be thankful. Well, not thankful.
Yeah.
At least they had something to use, fuel for the fire.
I mean, all he had to do, I mean, pretty much when Punk had cut that promo the week before, when he lost that match to Cena that gave Cena the final title spot or whatever, he basically was saying stuff that could have easily been a cue for The Undertaker to come out and say, "You think you're better than God, boy," and all that stuff. I'll sacrifice your soul and blah blah blah. That's, you know, like I said, all that stuff was already there. So all they had to do was they could have used that, I feel. But you know, then Paul Bearer dies, and it's like, oh, we've got our match. Just have Punk do all the type of dick stuff to that urn, and you know, and that'll be enough for The Undertaker to face him or whatever. Yeah. He'll avenge his former mentor.
Ain't nobody hold me down.
Ain't no grave can hold. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Yes, that.
But they actually got Lemon Color to play Punk to the ring, which was cool.
Yeah,
I heard a lot of people on Twitter were like, "They're black."
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I didn't know.
Yep, they're black.
Good for them.
Yep, they got to perform. Punk seemed appreciative of them coming out to do that.
And I want his entrance still was shorter than Undertaker's.
Yeah.
Live band.
Yeah, I know. But Undertaker, you know, it takes you could make a ham sandwich and still you could go to the kitchen, make a ham sandwich with all the toppings, come back, and Undertaker's still not even at the ring steps yet. So pretty much, you know, standard Undertaker entrance, wearing a trash bag or something. I'm not quite sure what that robe is, but very, very good match. We've got the, you know, the same tendencies we've got in the last few years. False, plenty of false finishes. Punk kicked out of the first Tombstone, which we kind of figured would happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't be WrestleMania without the kick out to the finishers.
Yeah, finisher kick out. A lot of good visuals for the match, especially when Punk had Undertaker in the Anaconda Vice and the ref was counting Undertaker's shoulders down, and Undertaker stood up and he looked at Punk, and Punk still had the Anaconda Vice in locked in. That was a good visual. I like.
Yeah, when he did the
sit up. Yeah,
and the cameras almost didn't catch it.
Oh yeah, yeah, but when they did, boy, it was. It was awesome. I was like, oh man.
There's a lot of good stuff in this match, like the Undertaker going for the outside dive and Paul Heyman stopping him.
Yeah, which probably saved Undertaker a lot, because
last time he did it, he almost killed himself.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you don't have to do that anymore.
And then going for the last ride and Paul Heyman tossing him the urn.
Oh yeah, and then he hit him with the he hit Undertaker in the back of the head with the urn. Yeah, that was pretty good. But yeah, it was pretty solid match. He
the Spanish mouse table refuses to drop to anyone.
Yeah, the rumor is that the dirt sheets basically said that Punk messed up his knee when he went for that the Macho Man elbow to the Spanish announce table. And you could tell he was like hurting. You know, he hit it pretty hard when he tried to go in. Yeah, get
more air, and you got way more.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what they have to do to get those tables to break, but need to figure it out. Either they don't break or they break prematurely. But that was a good spot. I'm trying to think of any other spots before the finish. I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Fun match.
Yep. Undertaker is 21-0 at WrestleMania. We were laughing because we were like, dang, did Punk even get a chance to tuck his head in time when he got tombstoned?
Nah, luckily the guy's head doesn't come nowhere near the mat anymore.
Yeah. It's like, damn.
It's all in his knees.
Mm-hmm. Boom! And that was it. So 21-0. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, who do you think is next?
Supposedly they said next year is going to be... See, some people say Brock, but then Brock's also rumored for Rock.
Yeah, we'll get into that when we talk about Raw.
Yeah, so that's probably off.
Mm-hmm.
But, Nitch, just go ahead and do him and Cena. But then he'd have to end the streak. Cena would have to end the streak.
And
or would
you know,
he?
I accept two opponents that if they end it, I would accept it. And like you said, John Cena, I can accept it. If John Cena did it, I'd be...
It's not going to end, so let's just...
You don't think
there.
We'll end? No. You don't think one person will
no.
do it?
Shawn Michaels hasn't ended it.
And if he retired with that streak, I'd be totally fine. But
yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. The other guy, I would say he would probably wouldn't mind if The Rock did it, but you know.
Rock won't be around by the time Undertaker retires.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dre, you know, always do the jokes about Rock. You know, basically he should be like a prima donna. Be like, I don't have to do this. I don't have to be here for the movies. You know? I don't have to do it. Like, he could be a dick and be in his dressing room the entire time. You know, for like 5 minutes before the match. Okay, I'm ready. You know, and like talking to his assistant, you know, tell John Cena to dress me as Mr. Johnson or something like that. And then his assistant looks at John Cena. Mr. Johnson wants you to address him as Mr. Johnson. John Cena is like, I heard him, you know. But yeah, good match. You know, easily the match of the night, Undertaker versus CM Punk.
Yep.
All right. No DQ, no holds bar, no countouts for with Triple H's career on the line. Brock Lesnar versus Triple H.
Good old Triple H. He always gets the honor of having to follow the best match on the card.
Yeah, that's basically what I said.
Had to follow Rock and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Had to follow Undertaker and CM Punk.
And he had to follow Undertaker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 25.
But that's the biggest one.
Yeah, that was the one. It was like, that, I mean...
Was that the one with him and... was that him and Orton or him and Jericho?
Him and Orton.
Okay, and the other one I mentioned was him and Jericho.
Right.
The Rock Hogan one.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
grief. Man, that's the triple play right there.
I know.
Even this, like, Undertaker CM Punk match, it wasn't that spectacular, but...
Yeah, match of the night, but not... Yeah, it's not going to go down in the... It'll probably be, if you do like best WrestleMania matches, it may be in there. I ain't gonna say top 10, but you know.
But it still is up there as one of the matches, the great matches he had to follow.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy can't catch a break.
Good.
But yeah, you know, pretty much a power match, that brawling type thing. Brock did his thing. Did a lot of belly to belly suplexes. Yeah, I mean strong ones too. To Triple H. They did a couple of spots. Oh, and Shawn was supporting Triple H, was at ringside, and he got involved in the match. I was surprised.
Like how someone said, Shawn Michaels is relegated to being Triple H's lapdog.
I think that was just a play to get help Triple H get some sympathy from the crowd.
Well, yeah, that's all. It just bring him out there to try to get the crowd to care about Triple H, because if he wouldn't, if he wasn't out there.
Yeah, because pretty much, you know, the last time when they faced that SummerSlam and, you know, Triple H lost and, you know, got up, you know, Brock Lesnar had left the ring, and this is the part where, you know, the crowd was supposed to say, "You still got it, please don't go," and all that stuff, and people were like, "You tapped out, and, you know, you lost a match, nah, 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 hey, 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 goodbye."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Triple H just ain't that guy to get any type of sympathy from the crowd, even as a babyface.
Yeah, we don't care about Triple H.
But yeah, a lot of, you know, did a lot of false finishes. Heyman, you know, tried to get involved one last time. And Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels got involved. He got hit with an F5, which I was real surprised. I'm like, damn. Yeah, he got his nose busted open.
Whose nose got busted open?
Shawn's. You could tell, you know, he had some blood running from it.
Oops.
Yep. But he got hit with an F5. Then Heyman got involved in the ring, and then Shawn hit Heyman with Sweet Chin Music, which of course got the crowd going.
Yeah, because we love Shawn.
Yeah. But yeah, basically Triple H tried to come back and put Lesnar in the Kimura lock a couple times to get Lesnar to almost tap. But it ultimately came when Lesnar had brought in the steel steps and Triple H hit the pedigree on the steps. And 1-2-3, Triple H's career goes on. And note, this will probably be the first of two matches where Triple H wrestles all year long. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It is whatever. What did you think of the crowd? Do you think it's hard to judge the outdoor crowds?
I mean, they were loud when needed, but besides, I mean, they were waiting for something great to happen,
mm-hmm.
which they only got in one match.
Yeah. So, yep, a good, you know, it was, you know, sorry, you know, this is, yeah, it wasn't anything to write home about. This match was
right.
All right. The also note that supposedly this was a there was like a lot of time problems, so there was a rumored match that was supposed to be the Tons of Funk, Brodus Clay, and Tensai, now called Sweet Tea, and the Funkadactyls was supposed to take on Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins, but yeah, that match got pushed off.
That probably would have sort of would have broken up the Undertaker or CM Punk.
Yeah, they needed that match to be some type of buffer, or like maybe even a Divas match could have been a buffer, just to get the, you know, just to calm the crowd down, and then, you know, that way they can start caring. Otherwise, it's going to be, you know, otherwise the crowd's just going to get worn out and tired.
We won't care.
Pretty much. All right, and now the main event, twice in a lifetime. For the WWE Championship, John Cena challenges The Rock, the WWE Champion.
I kind of zoned out during this match.
Yeah,
it's been a long day.
Yeah, I know, 4 hours. Yeah, and then, you know, all the hype. They showed I don't know how many hype videos all night, which also took up more time on the card. But
we're great, and we had a P. Diddy concert.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
P. Diddy in the building. Who you know do it better?
Take that. Yeah, P. Diddy did perform. Did some greatest hits, and of course the theme song for the pay-per-view, Coming Home.
I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Tell the world I'm coming home. Okay,
yeah. Basically, I think the crowd didn't give two fucks about this match at this point.
All I saw was a bunch of finishers. Finisher kick out. Finisher kick out.
Yeah.
Attempted finisher.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're talking about the last minute of the match. Yeah. You know, of course, you know, Cena hit, I think, Rock with two attitude adjustments. He hit him with a rock bottom. They did a callback to last year where Cena mocked the Rock and tried to go for a people's elbow. This time, you know, he hung himself up in the ropes when the Rock sprung up, proving, hey, I know better this time. Hit him with another attitude adjustment, and Rock still kicked out, you know, and then everyone's, you know, thinking, okay, maybe this is it. Maybe he'll turn heel. But it didn't happen.
So I saw someone had a good side-by-side picture of, you know, this is how it's done in wrestling. And, it, you know, it had... It showed Rock hand being raised by Hogan after he won, and then John Cena raising the Rock's hand after he won.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you know, the passing of the torch type thing.
But the Rock was gone. Never mind. All right. But yeah, ultimately, John Cena got his win back and beat the Rock for the WWE Championship. Afterwards, you know, they shook hands. Some people were saying that you could tell they were saying some stuff. Everyone made guesses that Rock said something about we'll do it again in California, which makes people think this is going to happen at SummerSlam, the rubber match, because we need a rubber match.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, why? They can't just tie. But
nope.
So they need a rubber match. So supposedly it's going to be at, you know, someone said, yeah, it could be at SummerSlam. Then there was also someone guessing that Rock said, it looked like he said, I did this for you, John. Now you take this and you run with it, and, you know, you deserve it, and that type of thing. So, but yeah, they shook hands in the middle ring. Cena got out of the ring to let Rock soak in the crowd love. And then as Rock went up the ramp, You know, John Cena was there waiting for him with that salute. And then Cena raised The Rock's hand, and that was when the pay-per-view went off.
Yeah, so that was the show.
Yeah, some of the after effects of WrestleMania. Of course, we talked about the Funkadactyls, and tons of funk match got pushed, you know, off the card. And we were worried that that may be the main event. For a minute there, we joked about that. Tomorrow, yeah, I could see
know
Sweet
better.
Tea. I could see Sweet T and Brodus Clay doing a dance as the fireworks go off with WrestleMania.
Doing the shovel.
Yeah, doing the shovel and the Tyrannosaurus and all that stuff. I don't know. It's just a lot of people kept saying there was a lot of time problems. You know, you got the concert, you got, you know, all that stuff that was going to eat up time. A lot of people were disappointed in the crowd because of obstructed views. So you got some people paying thousands, a couple hundred dollars for seats, and they can't see anything because they got pillars in the way or they're behind the stage. And
please, you have enough problem time to worry about people with signs.
No, yeah, but if you're on the floor, it really, you know, it really hurts. So that's why I've heard about some people that went to the show. Trying to think of anything else that I had seen. Another after effect was The Rock apparently tore his, I think, his pec and his ab muscle.
Who?
The Rock.
Oh.
So he got hurt during the match.
Quote-unquote hurt.
Why are you saying quote-unquote, sir?
Because people don't believe he actually got hurt. Triple H got second-degree burns or something.
Yeah, there was a spot where he was supposed to, during his entrance, it looked like just some, I don't know what it was. It looked like it was just like a whole bunch of white, just sludge or something was on his stomach, and it turned out that was dry ice, right? And basically, he wound up getting burns from it.
Cause yeah, you saw him when he was posing and he was walking down the aisle. His parts of his stomach area were. It looked like the was it the black light? When you like turn off the lights in your room and you hold up the little green light to look at all the stains in your room.
Yeah. Yeah, the blue light or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the blue light, yeah. It looked like he had a bunch of stains on his stomach.
Yeah, like he came. Like, ugh. Goo! But,
so yeah, that was WrestleMania.
That was pretty much it. And of course, a lot of people were disappointed that Dolph Ziggler didn't cash in his Money in the Bank match or his Money in the Bank contract during WrestleMania, but they were satisfied the next night.
Yep. So we can quickly just talk about some of the highlights from Monday Night's Raw following. They got a better show than the WrestleMania crowd did.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was really into pretty much everything. They were having fun.
They hummed Fandango's theme song.
Yeah. Fandango. But yeah, the crowd really got into everything last night. They were forewarned at the beginning. I don't know if it was on TV or not because I missed the first part of Raw. But Justin Roberts let him know that The Rock would not be able to attend even though he was advertised due to his injury. So Cena came out and did his usual spiel and shtick and everything. And basically Mark Henry challenged him to a match that night.
Well, we don't have to go over the whole card, just quick highlights. Crowd was into it. Like I said, they chanted Fandango's theme, they hummed Fandango's theme, which was cool. Popped for him loud. Biggest thing of the night was when they had it was a rematch between Del Rio and Swagger. Del Rio won, but Swagger had beat up Del Rio's ankle, so he couldn't even like get up to leave. And people were just, the crowd was just begging for
Ziggler's
music to hit, and I thought they weren't going to do it, but they did.
Yeah, he finally managed to cash it in. Basically, Del Rio hit him, got him in the arm bar, but Ziggler managed to, he just kept attacking his Del Rio's ankle to where he had to let go of the hold and then zigzag.
Yep. Glad it wasn't just a regular. It wasn't just a regular, you know.
Squash.
Yeah, squash. He had to fight a little bit for it.
Yeah.
Didn't make it easy for him.
Well, that's good. I you know, and that's a little bit better. And so, now, of course, if he was just out, flat out, knocked out in the ring, it'd be a different story, too. But, yeah, a lot of people, you know, of course, the internet is just exploded when that happened. Everyone was so happy that Ziggler finally got it. Even though he's a two-time world champion, technically.
Is he? Well, now he's a two-time.
Yeah, now he's a two-time world champion. He has the belt. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people were worried that he was going to cash it in and fail to get it or whatever. But he finally got it. And pretty much it was a good moment. I saw that. I did catch that from Monday. So I was, like, okay, good for Dolph.
I guess the only other big thing was Ryback attacking John Cena.
Yeah. Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and also they said Punk was, the rumor is Punk was given the night off. And basically the big rumor going into WrestleMania is that after Mania, Punk was going to take some time off to rest up. Pretty much, you know, since the Money in the Bank 2010, he's been going nonstop. Was it 2010 or 2011? I'm sorry. He's been nonstop, you know, doing everything, you know, doing media appearances and all that. So it, you know, he finally got a chance, can get a chance to breathe.
Yeah. So now I'll go back to, since WrestleMania is over, I'll go back to not paying attention to wrestling again.
For the next 11 months.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, overall, you know, WrestleMania, it's more about, it's 90% glitz and glamour. Otherwise, the other 10% is pay-per-view.
And just getting together with your friends.
Yeah, as you watch WrestleMania.
All right. So yeah, that's our recap of WrestleMania, people. And that's also our entire show. Keeping it simple tonight.
Yes, sir.
So I want to thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this episode of the Click Nation Podcast. Follow us on our individual Twitter accounts. I'm at TimDOGG98.
I'm at D_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And, of course, you heard us plug our social media accounts at the beginning of the show. And also, if you want to ever send some feedback to be read on the show, you can send that to TheClickNation@gmail.com. For the Adam Black, I am Tim DOGG. We are the Click Nation, and we are signing off.
Peace.